Akashwani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Abhineet Shukla. First, from the Lok Sabha, writer is Achinta Bora of PTI. Lok Sabha proceedings were repeatedly disrupted for the fifth straight day today due to protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar, and finally the House was adjourned for the day at 2 p.m. When the House met at 11 a.m, opposition members sought to raise the issue of electoral rolls revision in Bihar, and many of them were standing in the aisle while a few reached the well of the House. Speaker Om Birla told the protesting members to allow the question hour and stressed that even when there are disagreements, the grievances should be expressed within the democratic traditions. While mentioning that sloganeering and display of placards in the House is not appropriate, Birla said that he can call the government and opposition representatives and help in discussions and sorting out the issues. As the protests continued, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings within 5 minutes till 2 p.m. At the outset, the House paid tributes to the fallen soldiers in the Kargil War a day ahead of the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas on Saturday. As a mark of respect, the House also stood in silence for a brief while. When the House reconvened at 2 p.m., the opposition MPs continued their protests, shouting slogans and showing placards. Jagdambika Pal criticized the opposition MPs for repeatedly disrupting the proceedings, despite government's assurance that it was willing to answer on all the issues. Pal told the protesting opposition MPs that getting the House adjourned is not an achievement, it is a matter of concern, and the whole country is harmed by it. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "The readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in Assembly constituency of the state of Goa Bill 2024 is a very important bill concerning scheduled tribes, that is STs, that should be taken up for discussion." Jagdambika Pal said, "It was a day when private member bills of MPs were to be discussed, and it was not right to disrupt the House." As the opposition MPs continued with their protests, Pal adjourned the House for the day. Lok Sabha was informed today that India and Pakistan agreed on May 10th for a cessation of firing and military activity as a result of direct contact between the DGMOs of both the nations, which was initiated by the Pakistani side. In a written response to a query, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh also said that all our interlocutors were given a common message that India's approach was focused, measured, and non-escalatory. MOS Singh said, "India and Pakistan agreed on May 10th for a cessation of firing and military activity as a result of direct contact between the DGMOs of both the nations. This contact was initiated by the Pakistani side. India had already achieved on May 8th the main objectives that it had set forth in terms of destroying designated terrorism infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir," he said. "Between April 22nd, when the Pahalgam terrorist attack happened, and May 10th, there were a number of diplomatic conversations with various countries at different levels, including with the United States," the minister said. He said that it was conveyed to Vice President J.D. Vance on May 9th that India would appropriately respond if Pakistan launched a major attack. He also said that the issue of our trade discussions did not come up in the context of conversations pertaining to the conflict. "As regards any proposal for the third-party mediation, our long-standing position remains that any outstanding issue with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. This has been made clear to all the nations, including by the Prime Minister, to the US President," the minister said. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda told Lok Sabha that an ICMR study has found that COVID vaccination did not increase the risk of unexplained sudden deaths among young adults in India. Responding to a question, Nadda said that the Indian Council of Medical Research, that is ICMR, has informed that it and the National Center for Disease Control, that is NCDC, explored two approaches to investigate the causes of sudden death. The first approach was a retrospective case control study to determine the risk factors associated with sudden death, and the second approach of the study was to prospectively investigate sudden deaths in young adults using a virtual autopsy approach. Cases were apparently healthy individuals without any known comorbidity who suddenly died of unexplained causes during October 1, 2021 to March 31, 2023, Nadda said. Information was collected regarding data on COVID-19 vaccination and infection, post-COVID conditions, family history of sudden death, smoking, recreational drug use, alcohol frequency, binge drinking and vigorous intensity physical activity 2 days before death among the cases or interviewed controls, he said. It was observed that receiving 2 doses of COVID vaccine significantly reduced the odds of unexplained sudden death, Nadda stated. The study observed that COVID-19 vaccination did not increase the risk of unexplained sudden death among young adults in India. Past COVID-19 hospitalization, family history of sudden death and certain lifestyle behaviors increased the likelihood of sudden unexplained death, he said. Minister of State for Health Pratap Rao Jadhav told Lok Sabha that the authorities have detected 61 cases of tax evasion by entities dealing in tobacco products such as gutka, cigarettes and pan masala, amounting to 104.38 crore rupees till June this financial year. In a written reply, Jadhav said, the Department of Revenue has informed that illegal trade of tobacco products is a clandestine activity and hence the loss of revenue cannot be accurately estimated. On steps taken to strengthen the enforcement action, Jadhav said that the DGGI and CGST officers have been sensitized to verify and enhance the level of compliance of registered taxpayers and to identify unregistered entities so as to bring them under the tax net. Food Safety and Standards Prohibition and Restriction of Sales Regulation 2011 prevents the use of tobacco and nicotine as ingredients in food products, he added. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Proceedings in the Rajya Sabha were disrupted today due to continued uproar and protests by the opposition members on the fifth day of the current monsoon session. The proceedings were adjourned for the day shortly after it reassembled at noon as opposition parties started raising slogans demanding the withdrawal of the special intensive revision of voter rolls in Bihar. When the House reconvened after adjournment at noon, BJP MP K. Lakshman started a discussion and wanted to know the details of Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan from the Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan. While Chauhan rose to speak, the opposition MPs continued their protest and raised slogans demanding that the process of special intensive revision be stopped in Bihar. The minister said that he wanted to answer the question as it is important and related to the welfare of farmers and women, but the opposition did not relent. He said that it was the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that the benefits of scientific research should reach the farmers in real time, and that's why the government started Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. BJP MP Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, tried to persuade the protesting members, but he failed to do so and adjourned the house for the day. During 0 hour, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he has received 28 notices under Rule 267 demanding discussion on various issues, including special intensive revision, that is SIR, of voter rolls in Bihar, alleged discrimination against Bengali migrant workers in other states, no elected government in Manipur, and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. He, however, declined all the adjournment notices and called BJP MP Ghanshyam Tiwari to make his 0 hour mention. Opposition members protested against the discussion of the rejection of adjournment notices. Harivansh had urged the members to maintain discipline and decorum in the house and respect each other's right to speak when permitted by the chair. He said that during yesterday's proceedings, it was observed that some members, while not in their designated seats, were attempting to disturb the other member who was speaking. Citing the rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Rajya Sabha, he warned members that if they willfully obstruct members from speaking and disturb the proceedings of the House, it will tantamount to breach of privilege of the House. Earlier, 4 newly elected Rajya Sabha members from Tamil Nadu, including actor-turned-politician Kamal Hassan, took oath as members of the House. The other 3 members who took oath were Rajati, S.R. Sivalingam and P. Wilson. Hasan belongs to the M&M party, while the other three are from DMK. Wilson, whose tenure ended yesterday, has been re-elected. All four members took the oath in Tamil. Yesterday, six members from Tamil Nadu had retired after completing their terms. India evacuated its 3,597 citizens from Iran under Operation Sindhu, in which 1,521 citizens hailed from Jammu and Kashmir and 1,198 from Uttar Pradesh, the government informed Rajya Sabha today. The data was shared in a written response by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, to a query in the Rajya Sabha. In a response to another query, he said 39 Indian nationals remain in the Russian armed forces, out of which 12 have been reported missing by the Russian side. The concerned Russian authorities have been urged to provide an update on all the remaining or missing individuals and also ensure their safety, well-being and early discharge, the Minister of State said. He said that there were 127 Indian nationals in the Russian armed forces, out of which the services of 98 individuals were discontinued as a result of sustained engagement between the Indian and Russian governments on this matter, including at the highest levels. On the number of Indians killed during the recent Iran-Israel conflict, the minister said, no Indian casualties have been reported in Iran or Israel during the recent conflict. At present, approximately 40,100 Indians are residing in Israel, including students, caregivers, construction and agricultural workers, business persons or experts, Singh said. In Iran, prior to the recent conflict, approximately 10,000 Indians were residing, including students, workers, seafarers and fishermen, pilgrims and travelers. The government of India had evacuated 4,415 Indian nationals from Iran and Israel under Operation Sindhu recently. Under the operation, 3,597 Indian nationals were evacuated from Iran and 818 from Israel. The minister also shared state-wise figures of evacuated citizens from both the countries amid the conflict. Of the 818 Indian nationals who were evacuated from Israel under the operation, the state-wise data showed that 151 citizens hailed from West Bengal and 93 from Maharashtra, among other states. About the measures being taken to address the exploitation of Indian workers in the Gulf countries, Singh replied that a total of 7,001 and 3,723 death cases of Indian nationals, including Indian workers from various causes in the Gulf countries, were reported in 2024 and 2025 till June, respectively. The minister said that the number of Indians who gave up their Indian citizenship stood at 1,44,017 in 2019, 85,256 in 2020, 1,63,370 in 2021, 2,25,620 in 2022, 2,16,219 in the year 2013, and 2,06,317 gave up the citizenship in 2024. And that's all in today's Parliament Review.